Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you on your appointment as the president of our meeting and to express our readiness for constructive engagement. Montenegro aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Mr. President, Montenegro is firmly committed to the implementation of the CCW and its protocols. We believe that it is essential in our collective efforts to eliminate the use of weapons that cause the inhuman suffering of civilians and combatants. Therefore, we will continue advocating the universalization of the Convention and its protocols, recognizing them as a cornerstone of international humanitarian law. We encourage all states that have not yet done so to join. We underline that international law has to be fully applied to all existing and emerging weapon systems and that responsibility and accountability for their use in armed conflict must be assured. Therefore, we strongly support the continuation of the work of the GGE on a lethal autonomous weapon system within the framework of the CCW. We express our concern over the increasing impact of attacks with improvised explosive devices worldwide, in particular in the perpetration of terrorist acts. We remain worried about the humanitarian impact arising from the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of mines other than anti-personnel mines, while used not under IHL. We believe that MOTAM should remain the subject of the CCW agenda for further discussions. Mr. President, Montenegro fully adheres to the CCW and its protocols provisions. We have developed an appropriate legislative framework and constantly work in improving our capacities to meet the obligations arising from the CCW and its protocols. We do believe that timely and transparent reporting increases our mutual trust and it will remain to be our future determination. Montenegro welcomes the increased consideration of gender issues within the CCW framework and highly appreciates the valuable contribution of the civil society, NGOs, academia, and industry in our joint efforts to strengthen the CCW regime. Mr. President, the continuing financial problems of the Convention remain the reason for serious concerns, and the only possible way out is that all states' parties respect their financial obligations timely and fully. I thank you.